Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your host, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
With tuppence for paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. My name is Park Hopper John, and I come to you from the WDW Park Hoppers website. And today we have an incredible show for you. Our special guest is Mr. Rich Brady, who is the Senior Vice President of Sales from Brainstorm Products, who, if I could quote the Coastal News, said, "If the kite industry were anything like the fashion industry, Brainstorm Products would be the Coco Chanel of the kite world." So let's get ready to go fly a kite with Rich Brady and Brainstorm Products. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rich Brady.
Thank you, John. Thank you for the nice introduction.
Yeah, it's great. I love the way you compared it to the fashion world. That's fantastic. I love that.
Well, the toy industry is always a fashion industry. You know, product changes about 30% every year in the toy industry.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, new licenses, new product, new design. You always have to keep it fresh for the public.
Yeah. So how far in advance are you coming up with designs for, like, the next year's round of kites?
Well, right now we're presenting product for 2016. We're right in the midst of all of our meetings with our major retailers, anywhere from Walmart to Costco to Target to Toys R Us and et cetera, and also our specialty retailers. But once we get those meetings done, which will end about mid-July, we'll start in 2017.
Wow. That's fascinating. So let's start with, why don't you tell us a little bit about Brainstorm Products?
Well, Brainstorm Products has been in business. It'll be our 10th anniversary next year. We started as part of X Concepts back in 2001. X Concepts is famous for the Tech Deck fingerboard, and they hired Randy Joe, who's the president of Brainstorm Products, to create a line of kites for them in 2001. And then in 2006, they sold that company, Master. Spin Master took on the Tech Deck brand, and Randy bought the X Kites brand from X Concepts. So in 2001, we basically had no percentage of the kite business. Today, we have about 85% of the mass business, as well as our specialty business, which continues to grow on a yearly basis.
Wow.
Wow. So when you're talking about, like, the majority of the business that you do, and people are hearing this thinking kites. I remember when I grew up, I had tons of kites, and they were all pretty much the same shape. They were the typical kite shape because I'm an old dude, and you know, we didn't have the cool kites that we have nowadays. So when you're talking about the different designs, tell us a little bit about the different types of kites that you produce and market.
Well, you have your basic diamond kite, which is the kind of kite that you probably did as a child.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have Delta kites, which are very popular. That's a growing area. We make a number of series in there. Licensed product and Sky Delta 42s and Sky Delta 52 kites. Those are poly kites. Each one of these kites the consumer can buy and can be in the air in less than 2 minutes. And we're making also shape figure kites, which is very unusual for a manufacturer, where you actually, the kite is actually the shape of the character. We do that in licensed as well as non-licensed, but obviously, you know, the more popular ones are the licensed characters, like Frozen and et cetera. Right now, we have 9 assortments, which feature 35 different Disney styles within those assortments of just licensed kites, along with our non-licensed brands as well.
Wow. So there's 35 different Disney style kites? Is that what you just said?
Right. Yes, if you look, we have 9 assortments. So okay. if you look at a Sky Diamond, which is kind of an opening price point,
right.
Within that opening price point, we'll have 6 Disney / Marvel / Star Wars kites inside that assortment. So the assortment may have as much as 12 different styles, but of those, 6 are going to be Disney, and then those are weighted towards those characters that are most popular. So we've been doing this quite a long time, so we have a pretty good sell-through, and we've been able to get the retailers to extend the kite season. It used to be that kites would go in the store in February and kind of be out at the end of April, end of Easter. But most retailers now are going all the way through summer into August and into Labor Day as well.
Yeah. So I'm afraid to ask, what is the most popular Disney kite? I think I know the answer, but I'll wait.
Well, obviously last year was Frozen and this year was Frozen. So Frozen's been far and away the most popular. But yeah, it doesn't mean that Disney Princess doesn't sell well, or that, are some of the Marvel characters. Spider-Man's still strong. Doc McStuffin still sells well. So it's a whole library. That's the beauty of licensing, is that you have a whole broad spectrum. You can cover girls and boys, and it does well. Avengers is doing well. And obviously people are excited about Star Wars.
Who goes to who? Does Disney contact you and say, hey, we want these type of kites? Or do you actually reach out to Disney and say, hey, we'd like to license, or however the process works, we want to do a kite based on these characters. Can you go into a little bit about that process?
Sure. Well, as a matter of fact, the licensing show is going on right now, and our licensing people are up at the licensing show. And so they'll be talking to Disney as we develop a new product. We'll show it to them. We'll ask them to say, hey, we're going to do a new Diamond kite, for example, or we're going to do a new series of Skydiver 42 kites. We'd like to do it with these brands that you are featuring, because this movie's coming out. For example, Dory will be a big brand for us next year. So we have Dory that'll be coming up in 2 of the assortments, and we'll request that we can add Dory to our licensing agreement. And then from there, we'll ask for a style guide, which gives us all of the different graphics that we can use. And then we'll apply those to the kites, and then we will submit those to Disney for approval.
Wow.
And that's kind of how the process works.
Yeah, that's very cool. So they I assume they kind of give you maybe a little heads up on, probably some of the movies that are in the pipeline, so that maybe you can start designing around that?
They do. They'll take our licensing people in and say, this is the property that we're featuring, for 2017. We have this DVD that's going to be coming out. It might be fairies or something along those lines, where you can tie into Tinkerbell, et cetera. So they'll talk to our people about what they're featuring, and they'll kind of go from there. Obviously, Cinderella was a movie that came out this year, so it's part of our spring assortment. Even though we'll still have Frozen in there, we'll kind of switch over to Cinderella as being the lead character in the assortments for 2016 for girls.
So you've got the Disney products, Marvel, and you've got everything that Disney does. So that means that you have Star Wars. You mentioned Star Wars. So do you actually have some of the stuff from Lucasfilm for the upcoming Star Wars? Is that far enough out where you guys are producing that, or is that still going to be after the movie comes out?
No, we will have E7 product available to ship on the release date of September the 4th. We have 3 basic series coming out. One is a really cool series of micro kites. They're 7-inch kites that are shaped like the vehicles. And the graphics on them are phenomenal. And then we'll have the basic Star Wars characters or licenses within our core set of kites, which is our Sky Diamonds, our Skydiver 42s, and our Skydiver 52s, and our inflatable kites. And then we'll have a whole series of nylon kites, which are sensational, which are actually character and vehicle related. And those kites are, we're under certain restrictions from Lucas, so we have to get in non-disclosure agreements when we show the product. But every buyer that has seen the product just says this is going to be phenomenal. And so we're really excited about that. And we're looking to get kites into the fall because there is a lot of kites that are purchased now for older the older population. You know, we have some retailers that do as much as 35% of their business in kites in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
And the micro kites are a natural for a stocking stuffer. So we're real excited about those. And as I said, we're right now making major presentations. So, but everybody that has seen those, you know, it's kind of like a no-brainer to put them in.
I'm sure. Yeah. So when you guys, I don't know if you're a really large Disney fan or Marvel or Star Wars, but are there people that get to just sit in your office and just look at it and go, we know things that the world doesn't know yet, and how cool is that? I mean, I would be a geek the whole time.
Oh no, we have people that do that. We have people that monitor us to make sure that we stay within the guidelines, because we get a little bit of excited on the sales side, and we, you know, obviously want to present product, and sometimes we get a little ahead of ourselves. And when you're under restriction, like with Lucas, you've got to stay within those guidelines. So
sure.
From that standpoint, we're restrained, but from the product that we've seen and that we're developing, and from the clips that we see that everybody doesn't see in advance, then it makes it a little more exciting for everybody in the sales team. So yeah, we have that advantage, and we do go out and test products that are not production. They might just be white, but you know, so we pre-test everything to make sure they fly, and we spend a tremendous amount of time in product development.
So speaking about the product development, Rich, you know, back in the day, probably when me and John had kites, a lot of times they were made of paper. What are the kites of today made of? What are the products that you're using to make this?
Well, you really have three types of products. You have poly, which is like a plastic, it's like a film. And the beauty of that is if you're dealing with young children and you're out flying a kite, it doesn't take a lot of wind. You can fly a kite in a 2.5 mile an hour, a 3 mile an hour wind. With all of our kites, they come with a quick clip system and a handle, and they're ready to fly. So you can assemble any one of our kites in less than 2 minutes and be in the air. And if you're dealing with a preschooler, an adult hand will fit inside our handle. So it makes it easy for the parent to fly the kite with the child. And that's mostly where you have your licensed kites. They're mostly in the poly. The micro kites are Mylar. It's a little different material. They have a very long tail. They're very stable. They look really cool in the air. And then when you go into our nylon kites, they're done with a ripstop fabric. Ripstop simply means it has a checkerboard pattern in the material. And if you should catch it on a twig or a tree or something, it's not going to tear beyond that pattern. And unlike most manufacturers, we do dye sublimation printing. So the inks are right into the fabric. And it's critical for two reasons. One, we get exceptional detail into the product. So when you look at it, it's just got tremendous detail. And more importantly, nobody can knock us off, because the guys that try to knock off kites either do it with applique, because they're not going to go to the cost of doing print plates, which are very expensive.
Yeah, I have seen some of your kites, and I'm going to say they are works of art. There's an Olaf one, I believe it's made on the ripstop, and it's hanging in a room. It's that much of a piece of art. I mean, the graphics on it, like you're saying, are eye-popping, and they really stand out, and they really make that kite look awesome. I would hate to go fly it. I mean, I'd like to go fly it, but I'd hate to go fly it because it looks so awesome, just, you know, hanging on the wall.
Well, that's, you know, one of the things we're proud of is that, you know, we do it. We have a lot of specialty business and those retailers, whether it be Kitty Hawk or Kite Loft or Kite Connection or Ocean Shores, they tend to do festivals. And so when you go to those festivals, you'll see the majority of kites in the air are our kites. So, and we have less than 0.5% defective rate. So, like I said, we spend a tremendous amount of time testing kites. Randy Joe, who owns the company, is a world-class kite flyer. So his whole thing is attention to detail. We don't cut corners. We spend as much time making sure our opening price point works as well as we do our high-end kites. So that's very important to us.
I would suggest going out and getting this frozen Olaf kite, because it really is a piece of art.
No, it flies very well. It's got great graphics. You know, the kids all get attracted by it. It's been a real strong seller for us, and again, that's what we do. We've got some great kites that we're developing for Costco and Star Wars that if we, you know, we get those into the market, the sales on those are just going to be tremendous.
Yeah.
As well as Cinderella. We're doing a Cinderella kite for Costco as well. So we're kind of excited about those kites. You know, the other thing is, you know, a lot of people don't go into the marketplace to buy a kite. They become an impulse sale. And about 70% of that purchase is made by mom when she's in the store shopping. So kites are bought with the intent to fly at some future date. So if you follow the instructions that are on the package, they're all one rated, they're all age rated. Unlike when I was a little boy, you don't have to run, the kite will go right out of your hand and straight up. So if you're flying that Olaf kite, and I think you, the one you might have, you know, it's designed to fly in 8 to 15 mile an hour wind. And if you fly in that one, it'll just go straight up out of your hands.
Maybe I'll have to give it a try. I don't know.
Let me know when you do, because I want to get video of it and put it on the internet. We could do a whole video thing. We can send it to you.
So, yeah, so sure.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Disney Parks Podcast, you know, testing kites. That would be awesome.
We could have, yeah. You know what, Joan? We could have a meetup, and we can have everybody fly a kite.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I think we should definitely do that.
All right. I'll put it on the list.
Send me your address. I'll send you some samples.
Awesome.
Great. Yeah, we will. Thanks.
We'll put you up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. We spent a lot of time talking about the Disney and the Disney products. What are some of the other recognizable licensed products that you guys offer?
Well, we have Nickelodeon properties. So, you know, we have SpongeBob, we have Turtles, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We also have Universal, so we have Minions. Obviously, the Minion movie's coming out next month, so that should be pretty good for us. We have Barbie. We have Transformers. So, you know, we have all the top-tier licenses that are out in the marketplace, and we just continue to develop those as the marketplace continues to develop as well. And obviously our team is up at the licensing show, and I'm sure there'll be other licensors that'll be talking to them about potentially us making product for them as well.
Yeah, where are some of the places, Rich, that people can buy them online and brick and mortar?
Well, the kites will start anywhere from $1.37 retail, and in the mass, it'll probably max out at $12.99. So you got a wide range in there. It'll go from $1.37 to $2.99 to $3.99 and so on, $6.99 and up. If you're talking about our specialty business, it can go as high as $35 to $40. And we make some pretty cool kites that are very unique in the specialty side. For example, we have a surfboard kite that's shaped exactly like a surfboard. It retails for $39.99. So those are the kind of things that we do that are a little different than anybody else. But we package them in a pillow pack, which is just a clear, transparent package so the customer can get all information on the kites, and the package becomes its own salesman, so it doesn't require anybody to sell the product. So it sells very well. The kite business has been growing for the last couple of years. It's a way to get the kids away from their computer games and away from their cell phones, and it's just a great family event to go out and fly kites.
So you've mentioned Costco and some of the big box stores. Can people get your kites online as well?
They can. We don't sell X kites ourselves online. We do have retailers that have online businesses. We don't sell Amazon because of concerns about pricing issues.
Sure.
But we do have our retailers that have their own websites. So you can buy our kites on kittyhawk.com. You can buy them from any number of retailers, our specialty retailers. We have a couple of kites up on Target. But it's, you know, it's just kind of across the board. Our kites are up on Amazon, but they're not through us. So we do have retailers that are selling product up there, and they maintain the retailers. Retail.
Right. Okay.
And then we have a very strong hobby distributor in Hobbyco, who services all the hobby shops across the country. So you can find our kites in Hobbytown, which is a chain of hobby retailers across the country. So we have a pretty wide distribution. We also do a great job in sporting goods. So you can find the kites at Dick's. You can find the kites at Sports Authority, Big Five. And then we have Walgreens is a big supporter of our brand, as well are the grocery chains. So pretty wide distribution.
And where can people, if they want to find out more information on the internet, where would they go to find that, Rich?
You mean as far as the kites that are on the internet?
Yeah, the kites and more about like Brainstorm products, because I know you guys also do some other things with glass as well.
Yeah, we do. You can go to brainstormproducts.com. It'll take you to the different websites. We do outside whimsical things like Whirligigs and Windsocks. We do character Windsocks. We'll be doing Dory as a Windsock next year. Actually, it'll be coming out this August. We currently do Minions as a Windsock. And then we have our Whirligigs, which are wooden Whirligigs. And then we do miniature glass, which is our Looking Glass brand. We have 384 different styles across 11 categories of glass. And that's been very popular, especially among women 25 years old and older.
Well, just to get to know a little bit about you, I don't want to get too personal, but have you been flying kites since you were a kid? I mean, is this a passion of yours or just one of those things where you really liked it when you were younger and you just happened to fall into it?
I come out of the retail side of the business. So for 32 years, I was on the retail side. I was fortunate to partner up with a gentleman named Tom Davidson, and we were partners for 32 years. He went and left the company and started X Concepts. I joined X Concepts in 2001 to manage and to sell, manage their specialty business. And then when he sold the business, I went with Randy on the kite side. So I've been on, I kind of know the retail side, so I kind of bring the retail vision, our perspective to the company. And that's really my strength. Is trying to figure out what we can do on the retail side to make it happen. And Randy's strength is product development and execution of getting the product made. So I've got over, you know, this will be my 43rd toy fair coming up. So a long time in the toy industry.
Wow.
That's a long time in the industry.
Yeah, I've been around a long time. But I enjoy the kites. The kites are fun to sell, and you know, it's great product. I mean, it's just great product.
Yeah,
and we got great licenses, great partners like Disney. So we have no complaints along those lines.
I'm sure that's a lot of fun too to work with some of those brands.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, when you come to the show or when they come to the toy fair and they see the product and they talk about what they're doing and licenses they're developing, it's pretty exciting. You know, we make a series of licensed gliders as well. And so we're constantly just looking at how can we develop the brands and take them into different areas. And that's what we do. So we've been very successful on the sell-through side, which is very important to the retailer. So, and they can make money on our lines. So it's a good, glove in hand that fits together real nice.
So I am going to say this, if you have the chance, go out and get one of these great kites. Doesn't matter really what's on it, I don't think, whether it's Frozen, Marvel, Star Wars, Despicable Me, but whatever. But I would say go out and get one of these kites and really have a fun time with it. And we're going to do a meetup, I think, John, and really put some fun to this. We have to thank Rich for taking his time and coming on the show. And you know, thank you, Rich, for taking time. We know you're a busy person and probably have better things to do than talking to us about kites.
But we enjoyed the opportunity.
It. And, you know, we hope that we'll see you in the park.
Sounds good.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.